Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to the Daily Stoic Blueprint. Today, we're tackling something that can feel pretty heavy, something that trips us up more often than we'd like to admit. Failure. Now, I know what you're thinking, nobody wants to hear about failure, especially first thing in the morning. But trust me on this one, folks, failure is a part of life, and how we handle it can make all the difference between stumbling around in the dark or stepping into our full potential. Think about it. Every single success story you admire, from the world's greatest athletes to the brilliant scientists who changed the course of history, they've all tasted failure. They've fallen, they've stumbled, they've probably even face-planted a few times. But here's the secret sauce. They got back up. They dusted themselves off and kept going. So how do we cultivate this resilience? How do we turn failure from this monster shadow into a stepping stone on our path to greatness? Let me break it down for you with 5 key takeaways that'll help you build a rock-solid relationship with failure. 1. Reframe your definition of failure. You know, I used to think failure was the opposite of success, like two sides of the same coin. But here's the thing. Failure isn't the absence of success, it's simply feedback. It's information telling you, hey, that didn't work out as planned, let's try something different. Think of it like a GPS navigation system. Sometimes you take a wrong turn, but instead of panicking, use that detour to find a better route. 2. Embrace the learning opportunity. This is where the magic happens, folks. Every setback, every misstep, every oops moment holds valuable lessons waiting to be unearthed. Ask yourself, what went wrong? Why did it go wrong? What can I learn from this experience that will help me next time? Ever felt like you were stuck in a rut, repeating the same mistakes over and over again? Well, that's because you haven't fully embraced the learning opportunity presented by those failures. 3. Practice self-compassion. This one is crucial, folks. Be kind to yourself. It's easy to beat ourselves up after a setback, but remember, you're human. You're going to make mistakes, and that's okay. Instead of berating yourself, offer yourself the same kindness and understanding you would give a friend who's going through a tough time. 4. Focus on what you can control. Let's be real, there are a lot of things in life we can't control: the weather, traffic jams, that one coworker who always leaves the coffee pot empty. Seriously, guys, refill it. But what we can control is our reaction to those things. We can choose to focus on what we can learn and how we can move forward. 5. Celebrate the small wins. Don't wait until you reach your ultimate goal to celebrate your successes. Acknowledge every step in the right direction, every hurdle overcome, every lesson learned. These small victories fuel your motivation and keep you moving forward. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're trying to learn a new skill, let's say, playing the guitar. You start out strumming chords that sound more like a catfight than a symphony. You get frustrated, you want to quit, you even consider selling the guitar on Craigslist. But then, remember those 5 key takeaways. You reframe the failed chords as valuable feedback, embrace the learning opportunity, offer yourself some self-compassion, focus on practicing consistently, and celebrate every time you manage to play a clean strum. Weeks later, you're playing your favorite song, and even though it's not perfect, you feel a sense of accomplishment that comes from overcoming those initial hurdles. You see, that's the power of turning failure into fuel. So remember, folks, failure is inevitable. It's part of the human experience. But how we respond to it, that's what truly defines us. By reframing our perspective, embracing the lessons, being kind to ourselves, focusing on what we can control, and celebrating our wins big and small, we can turn failure into a powerful force for growth and transformation. Now go out there and make some mistakes. Not in a reckless way, of course, but with the understanding that every stumble is an opportunity to learn and become stronger. And don't forget to share your thoughts on this episode with me. I love hearing from you guys. You can find me on Instagram at the Daily Stoic Blueprint or leave a comment on our website. Until next time, keep it stoic.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.